Listener supported Christian radio on Life 100.3, a live city that was coming alive. Hey, it's David Mann. We are in for another edition of Wednesday Wisdom. And joining me on the phone lines, we have Wes Huff of Power to Change. Wes is an evangelist, and we want to learn how to better share the good news of Jesus. But Wes, wouldn't you say it also really starts with the lives we live?
Definitely. And I mean, even the First Peter 3:15 passage, which is like your flagship apologetics passage, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks to give the reason for the hope that you have. That little phrase, always be prepared to give an answer, is actually not addressing, you know, the professional apologist who stands on a stage and addresses skeptics. What Peter is talking about and who he's talking to right there are just regular butts in the pew. He says, always be prepared to give an answer, and then it's predicated on everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. So he's kind of implying there that your life is exemplifying something, that people are asking about a hope that you're showing. So you're not necessarily going and addressing their objections as much as your lifestyle is such a testimony of the gospel that people see a hope and are coming to you to ask about it.
Yeah, that's a great reminder, Wes. All right, what would you say this looks like practically then? How do people come to see the hope that we have? And, you know, how do we stay patient in this?
I mean, a lot of our initial fear about sharing Jesus with others, I think simply comes from trying to overcome or understand the superlative gratitude for Christ and what he has done for us individually. So I think once we realize how much Christ has done for us, I think it opens up doors to allow us to want to talk to others. Let me also say this, that the way that we act and react and talk and respond to others makes a huge difference in our more subtle testimony. So here's the way I've often described it. There are five Gospels.
Okay.
So you're probably aware of the first four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right?
Yeah.
The fifth, however, is your life as a believer. And Paul, in 2 Corinthians 5, says that we are ambassadors of Christ as though Christ were making his appeal through us. So your longtime friend or family member may never read the first four Gospels, but when they're around you, they're constantly reading the fifth.
I like that.
And by reading the fifth, they may be encouraged and have the ability to go back and read the first four.
Well, that is a great challenge, Wes. Appreciate the insight in this fresh way of looking at the fifth gospel. We are going to get back to the tunes, and I got a fitting one. Apollo LTD sings Patient after Matthew West, who's next.